Darren should get a polygraph test to find out if he indeed holds this record for pole vaulting at Poch Boys High for Boys in 1989. I think you should call us, and I think that's how we should decide. So call us now, 089-00-00-327. This is the only way, Darren. It's the only way we're going to figure it out.
It's not personal, bro.
Take this call.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Welcome.
So what do you think? Should Darren take the polygraph?
For one, I think I'm actually dropping my kids off from to school, and we have two different opinions in the car.
Okay.
Because my kids are saying that Darren Moore should not go for the polygraph because they trust him.
Yes.
And Darren Moore is their hero. Aww.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Okay.
What's the other?
What's that?
What's the other?
On my opinion, a polygraph test doesn't prove anything.
Well, you
How do you know that? Why are you saying that?
Because I've been for a polygraph test and I lied. And I came out 100% clean.
Really?
Okay.
Really? I don't know about that.
So it is.
Okay. Don't teach Darren how. Don't be dishonest, guys.
Well, we've got your number. Thank you for your call. Tell your kids thank you very much for their support. And I love them. Okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. That's an interesting take. Let's try another call.
East Coast Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Do you think Darren should take a polygraph test?
Well, if Darren's not lying, there's no reason why he should not take the polygraph
test. Thank you very much, Siyabonga. Next call.
Thank you, sir.
Yebo.
Thank you very much. That sounded like a lawyer friend.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Are we good, thank you. Should I take a polygraph test?
Most definitely. Darren Moore, the very shady character.
Thank you. That's 3-0 now. 3-0.
No, this is just character.
No,
this is
so character
assassination on air. Come
one
on
more.
Now.
Let's do no, one more.
Yes,
okay.
Let's go.
Do one more. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, welcome to this show.
Must Darren do this test?
Yes.
Was Darren even in school in 89? He's over 50.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
Matriculated so, 19.
But should he take the polygraph test or not?
I think he's a liar.
Okay, 4-0. Just to confirm, 4-0. Yeah, just to put it to 5.
Round 1, 4-0.
Darren, boy, 4-0.
Fine.
Away goal, boy.
Take a polygraph.
You are taking a polygraph.
Can we put this to bed?
Yes, 100%.
Can we say goodbye to this?
Yes.
Because then we'll believe you.
All right.
And my producer tells me in my ear that we've just received a phone call from someone who can do the test.
Really?
A professional. We're going to chat to the professional.
Set it up. Set it up.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
We received a call from Wadi Elsadi, who is the owner of Eagle Polygraph. Good morning, Wadi.
Good morning, morning. How are you doing, guys?
No, bro, listen. I am like a... Wait, how exactly does this process work or happen? What's going to happen? Tell us, how does a polygraph work?
So a polygraph works by measuring and recording the examinee's entire autonomic nervous system in a combination of a device and procedures that measures and records several physiological indicators such as changes in relative body pressure, pulse, respiration, and skin conductivity, whilst a person is asked answers a series of questions that discuss in the pre-interview data acquisition and data analysis phases. Obviously, if the incident happened, like you mentioned, a long ago, we will refresh the examinee and the person's memory as far as he can remember, and we test him based on that.
And now, what are you? We're just doing a polygraph test here. We're not testing, you know, validity of being a human being. You know what I mean?
Okay. Can I ask? So we had a caller earlier, and a lot of people claim that they can cheat the polygraph and they can still lie while doing it. I've had a couple of polygraphs, and I know it's very difficult to do that as a normal, not psychopathic human being. Can we prove that Darren did this if he believes it, or did it really happen? Like, how will we figure that out? Because if Darren believes it and says yes, will you be able to tell the difference?
Yes, we'll be able to tell the difference whether he's telling the truth, whether if he's deceptive or non-deceptive.
But if he believes it, he can't be being deceptive. So would you know if he believes it and it didn't happen?
Yeah, Wadi, I think the good example here is if you bump into a flat earther and you say to them, you think the earth is flat, they will give you a positive response because they do believe so. What Carmen is saying is, can the polygraph test prove whether I did this or not, not whether I believe it or not?
It proves whether you did it or not, whether it happened or not.
Okay.
There you go.
I will take said polygraph test. Listen, this happened 30 years ago. Can a polygraph detect? It can detect lies and truths from like 3 decades ago.
Yes, like I said earlier on, the polygraph can go back as far as the person or the examining memory allow. So during the pretest interview, we will refresh the person's memory and talk about that incident that took place. And we base the questions and formulate it around that.
Fantastic. What are you doing today? Should we go and visit today, guys? I say we go
yeah,
today. Okay. What are you doing after
go,
today?
Yeah, yeah,
straight
I'm
after
down.
The show, let's yes. go have a polygraph test. Let's finish this whole thing, yeah. and I can't wait for you guys to eat your humble pie.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
We'll see.
Good.
Okay, well, we'll do the arrangements, Darren Moore. We don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because maybe you need a refresher course. I don't know, man. Course April. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. But all we will let you know when Darren is hooked up on the polygraph machine, and finally we will get to the end of this debacle.
I cannot.
Does Darren Moore hold a pole vault high school record? Darren, Sky, and Carmen.